The copper is kind of making up like a brass alloy, but on the surface, most of it is the nickel and the gold. You can see here that it's evenly dispersed across the button. All of the nickel and the gold are mixed together.
We're done testing the top part of it. We just barely pulled it out of the machine, and I'm a little bit surprised that it's not, I didn't see as much gold as I thought there would be. Because right here, show them on the bottom there.
It says 24 karat gold plated, if you can see it just right there. And 24 karat gold is known as pure gold, 100% gold, or 99.9% gold, so.
So let's flip it over, we'll stick the back in there, and we'll see if it's plated on the back.
The back's not as shiny. You can see on there, it's just, I don't know, it's just not as shiny. Check the front out, it's shiny, it's glossy. The back is just has these scratches on it, and it's flat, so you might be onto something. Oh, and then look at this. You can see the shine comes around the edge right here, but then it's not on this part. So,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
So right now inside of the machine, we have the back of the gold play button here, and this is the zoomed in portion of that button. And if we go over here to the graph of the composition, we still see the nickel, and then here we have the gold, and there's actually a larger percentage of gold on the back of the button than we saw on the front of the button, which is very interesting.
The machine, we're getting like a lot of different readings inside of it. We're getting nickel, we're getting gold, we're getting copper, we're getting one other thing, and we're trying to like decide whether it's just on the exterior or the interior. The only problem with that is that the button is too big for the machine. So there's no way to get a reading of this cross-section inside of that thing. So I'm going to try to shave a little bit off and see if we can get enough of the sample to make it work.
So I just took a small fragment from that little screw hole there, and we're putting it on this tape right here, so it'll go on the machine. That particular fragment is from the center of the gold play button right here, so we'll be able to see what's inside of the button instead of just on the surface.
There's that itty bitty sample inside of the big machine, and we are ready to go.
Here's the side profile of it, and we got the beam coming down from the top, the sample's here. This is the super zoomed in electron microscope image of it, so you can see all of the detail. And if we come over here to this monitor, it's got the center, so the inside of the gold play button is copper and zinc, and there's actually no gold on the inside, so we know that's all part of the coating. The two most common elements on the surface of the play button, nickel and gold, are not inside of the button.
So now we're gonna check and see what the silver button is made of. Inside of the machine it goes.
So with the silver play button inside of the machine, you can see right here is the top down view, and we have the side cross section, and this is the magnified image of the play button. And over here, we have this reading, which is actually 100% nickel on the surface of that play button. So it might be something a little bit different underneath the surface, but the surface is 100% nickel. So we zoomed in a little bit on a scratch on the silver play button. And if we look over here, it actually has some copper inside of it as well. So if we jump down here, the copper is 6.3%.